5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Barry and Crystal Ricks.
Yay!
We are trying to get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, it's just, it's been weird.
It's been really weird.
It's been weird lately. Usually, like, The night comes and we're like, yeah, let's record and do something, you know, we're all gung-ho. But, like, ever since, like, school start, like, August, since the beginning of August, like, every single weekend or, like, the time comes to record and we're just like, something's up or we're tired or sick or just dealing with stuff. And it's just like, but we're here, we're doing it. It's just, it seems like it's just been a challenge lately.
Yeah, but we're here.
We're here. Woo! Because we love you guys.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, obviously she doesn't, but I love you.
Oh, I do. But that's not my motivation, is that I love all these people.
Oh.
Okay, I do.
Oh.
I love everybody.
Uh-huh. You can't take it back now.
I love you all so much.
It's already ingrained in their heads that you don't love them, so let's just, let's talk about our crazy circus.
I guess what I mean is I love you.
Oh, question mark?
Then we get to hang out and chat.
I love you, I think.
Anyway, I think... let's talk about that crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So, stories of the week. We have some stories to tell.
It's pretty random.
Yeah, like, it's once again, it's kind of weird because, like, usually we have, it almost seems like stuff set up so we can have stories. Like, oh, I'm going to be going to story time, or I'm going to be going on a trip or doing this. And now it's just like school's here and you're just like, oh, yeah, that thing happened.
I know, hence August. But this week I kind of wrote stuff down.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been doing that lately.
Well, I was gone on a business trip. So I was, half of the week I was gone, and so Crystal had, of course, to man the house with all the kids by herself for 2.5 days.
It was three.
3 days. I was here in the evening the last day to help you. But yeah, I had a business trip, and I went and did that, and Crystal is always amazing and an awesome trooper when it comes to...
It's because you can't say mediocre in front of my face.
I could, but I want to sleep in the bed tonight.
That's right. No, it was pretty good. This time wasn't too bad. Probably because there was school to kind of like break up the
day.
Yeah,
break it up.
But yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So
I don't have anything to share about that.
Okay, well. So with part of school starting, something that's involved in Jay's class is her teacher has special dollars or bucks that that kids can earn to purchase things from the class store. Now, something that you can do to earn these bucks is to donate to the class store that people can buy the items that you donate.
Right.
And so we initially went through and found some old stuff that maybe she wouldn't want and she donated.
No. First, we purchased items to put in the store.
Yeah, we purchased
cups. She wanted little cartoon cups.
Like little cartoon cups that were like a dollar each or something like that. And then we're getting get our kids' bags. We generally try to get their lunches ready the evening before or the morning of.
Which I haven't done yet.
And I get Jay's backpack because I was going to get her lunch. I was getting her lunch bag out of her backpack. And I find at the bottom of her backpack...
No. Before you go, I was packing the lunches and I was like, will you grab her lunchbox? And then you pick up her backpack and said, why is this so heavy? Because like the second day of school.
Yeah. And so the bag was full of toys and random items that she was obviously going to donate to the class store to earn some more bucks.
Like of her own stuff.
But some of the stuff wasn't her own stuff. Yeah, Lacey's. Some of it was one of her sister's stuff.
Most of it was Lacey's.
And some of it was like still good quality stuff. And you're just like, no. So I emptied it out. And I'm like, we had a discussion with her later. Be like, we're okay with you donating stuff, but you need to have that conversation with us first.
Yeah, and she was devastated that we were, like, scolding her.
Yeah, but she still earned, like, $300 the first week.
Yeah.
And came home, because shopping day's on Friday, she came home with yet another piece of fun stuff. I want to call it junk, but that'd be mean. But
no,
like,
it's junk.
Just more junk. And
but I was surprised. I mean, she had, I think... Her teacher said she had some of the most money in class from bringing all the stuff. And she came up with like 5 items. And I was like, that's all you got? And she goes, well, I'm saving it.
She still has more left over.
I was like, that's my girl.
That's right. Shave some stuff. Speaking of that's my girl.
But it was just funny that she was like trying to sneak past her entire toy.
I'm going to get these toys away. But speaking of that's my girl, it reminds me of a post. I took a picture of Jay. This week we went to our local bookstore. It's, you know, a Hastings, but they're all going out of business now. But Jay had grabbed a book and sat down and started reading it. And she was actually reading it. And I took a picture of it and I was just like, that's awesome. That's my girl. Like, she's just out of all everything, you know, cause there's also like games and movies and toys and the
Lacey's over the stuffed animals. Yeah. Like,
and Jay grabs a book and sits down and starts reading it. We're like, yay. So that was cool.
That was cool.
Yep.
Well, speaking of Lacey.
Speaking of Lacey.
Today, I was trying to sort laundry, and the kids are like, can we go outside in the front yard? Can we go outside in the front yard? And I was like, just go take a bath. And so I put them both in the bathtub while I'm sorting out all of our laundry, because I got behind on laundry. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear Lacey. She just keeps belting, wah-oh-oh-oh-oh. And, like, over and over. And then all of a sudden I hear her go, wah-oh-oh-oh. It takes 40 days to get to the portal. And, like, singing. And so I go in there and I'm like, what are you singing about? And she said, snowman.
Duh.
I was like, and why are they...
Why are you going in a portal for snowman?
Then she told me this big story about how snowman came alive and had to get to the portal. I didn't quite.
Maybe that's
get
why
her at
how
all.
Snowmen are alive. They're actually creatures from another dimension, and they had to get to the portal to get back to their dimension.
It was just so funny to hear, like, on the fly. It takes 40 days to get to the portal.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I was like, I would love to be in your brain right now, and hear that connection with snowmen and portals. But that was funny.
So we always talk about and sometimes complain about the wonderful task of bedtime with our children. And we finally decided to try something new because, you know, school has started and we didn't want Grayson to stay up late for, you know, be all tired for school. And generally the boys stay up late because they're talking and, you know, playing, and we contributed that to the younger brother, Jackson, keeping his older brother up. So we're like, okay, we're trying something new. I took Jackson and I put him in our room and turned off all the lights, and he was asleep in like 15 minutes.
Probably under.
Yeah, like, and that's how it's been every night when we put him in our room.
We've been doing it for over a week.
I think there was only one time it took him a little bit longer, but he's generally asleep within the like 10, 15 minutes. And we're just like, maybe it's more a combination of the brothers keeping each other up and not just the one-sided thing. So, but it's been nice. So at least the, you know, the three-year-old's getting a good night's sleep and the older one's still... need some encouragement to go to sleep
except
on time.
Except we had to give up our room.
We had to give up our room, but he goes
snuggle zone.
He goes to bed, but he goes to bed relatively quickly, so we still have time to, you know, spend time in our own room in the evening time as well.
That doesn't matter. There's a TV. in here and a TV out there.
That's right. Our best friend. So, but it's been successful and it's been nice to be able to, like, the kids are all quiet and sleeping and it's been nice.
Yeah. Well, I can't segue into this, but,
you don't need to, there doesn't need to be a segue, just go.
Just popping stories. So a few weeks ago, we had mentioned that Barry was gone a lot for the fair, and then he went on a business trip to Chicago, and so while he was at the fair, I decided I'm going to start reading a book to our kids. We bought Harry Potter.
The Prisoner of Azkaban.
The third one, in January.
Like a long time ago, yeah.
And we keep saying we're going to read it, but I was like, fine, I'm going to read a new book. So I busted out. My neighbors were telling me how they're reading Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to their kids. And I was like, oh, man, we just read Matilda by same author, Roald Dahl. And I was going to read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but then I saw James and the Giant Peach. And I remember reading that in fourth grade as a class, and I was like, James! So I read James and the Giant Peach to them, and we just finished it a couple days ago, and it was so fun. Our kids actually really liked it and sat through it. And there were times where I'd be reading, and I couldn't tell if they were really paying attention. And then I'd read something funny, and they'd all burst out laughing, and I'd have to look up and be like, what's so funny? And then they'd be like, that part was so funny. I'm like, they are listening.
Yay.
So, that was fun. We finished James, but then...
We started Harry Potter.
Woo!
We read chapter 3 tonight, so... And it's fun. And I'm reading this one, because I've read all... Tonight was a little... The first two nights were really good, but this... Tonight, the kids were a little restless.
We were a little grumpy.
And we were a little tired and grumpy, too. But it's still nice... You know, I'm enjoying reading it. I always love trying to do voices for the characters and
stuff
like that.
Not gonna lie, I like reading more because then you take care of the little wild ones.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll switch off and you can read something the next time. But go ahead.
So every night, for some reason, Jackson always comes out with a hairbrush because I'm sitting on my own little chair and he goes, brush your hair? And so I love it. I'm like, yeah, you can brush my hair. But the other night, he was brushing my hair, and then he went and got bobby pins and was trying to jam them into my scalp.
Oh, nice.
And then I was like, okay, you're done. He goes, okay, I cut your hair. And he gets off to try to go grab scissors. And I was like, heck no! So now I'm worried that he's going to, like, try to cut someone's hair.
Cut his sister's hair.
We just took Jay to get a haircut at a salon, and he watched it. So now he's all like,
ooh, I want to cut someone's hair.
So I had to be like, no cut hair!
Don't ever do that.
We've already been through that. So now I'm terrified that if I'm not paying attention during Harry Potter, I might just be getting a free haircut.
There you go. That'd be awesome. So, but also with Jackson, he had an eventful day of potty training today.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Oh, that's
your story.
Oh.
That's my segue for your story.
Well, he put on...
Segue.
He put on... he's got this weird thing about... He kind of only likes stuff that's not his. So he always wants to wear his brother's clothes. He only likes the toys that his siblings are really attached to. And he only wants to wear his brother's underwear. And so today he was wearing size like 9 underwear that was sagging. And he saw a lot of bum today.
And kept playing with himself. Because he's like, because it was all loose and everything. So he kept like pulling his underwear up. So he's like, he pulls it up and he's like, wait, there's other things down here.
Wow, TMI.
What? That's what kids do at that age.
Yeah, it's so... But for some reason, he put on underwear and then was, like, golden all day. Except when he went outside and then he peed, but it's all good.
But except this evening when apparently he had gone off and taken his diaper off to put underwear on. And we tell all the kids to go brush their teeth and... And Grayson's like, I have to go bathroom. And Jackson's like, I have to go bathroom too. And he goes in there and he starts shoveling the poop out of his underwear that he was wearing that we didn't know he was wearing. And like with his hand and just like plopping
it in. Yeah, because I handed him a diaper at bedtime. Yeah. And he went to his room and came back with pajamas on.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that there was underwear, diaper in there. Yeah. A pull-up.
So... But he, yeah, so I had to go in there and clean poop off of his hands, and he had really long fingernails. So just wiping, you know, there was still poop under his fingernails. So I had to clip his fingernails, and then I had to continue wiping, and then I had to go get the little clean under your fingernails little tool and clean under all of his fingernails.
He's got a free manicure.
And then cleaned him off, and then I'm just like, get a diaper on.
So. I know. What's awesome, though, is when Grayson told us you didn't even look at me and say, rock, paper, scissors, which usually we do. Like, who's dealing with this?
Oh.
But I think you recognized that I was,
you know, I didn't even,
at the end of my rope.
I didn't even know. I didn't even think that. My mind was just like, let's get this cleaned up and done with.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So. I appreciate it.
That was fun.
Well, what's not fun is Lacey is driving me insane about her birthday. The birthday that just happened, like, what, so 2 or 3 weeks ago?
She already had her birthday.
Yeah. Every day, she comes to me and she goes, can we plan my birthday? And I was like, you just had your birthday. And she goes, not this birthday, my next birthday. And
she's, no, and every day, year away.
She keeps saying, I want an Elsa birthday. And then the next day, I want a baby birthday. And I finally, the last couple times, I'm like, I'm not talking about this. Because she keeps going, go get a notebook, write this down. And
we're not talking birthdays for at least another 10 months.
Yeah, and then so today I'm, what was I doing? I was doing something at the table, and she comes up to me and she goes, can we talk about my birthday? And I was like, no.
Just, no, deal with it.
And she looked at me and I was like, Lacey, I told you, we're not talking about your birthday, it's over. And then she goes, okay. And then she comes back, she goes, can we talk about what presents I want for my birthday? I was like, no!
What about Christmas?
It's driving me crazy.
Let's talk about Christmas.
I know. Well, we went to the store, and she's like, I want this for Christmas. I want this for Christmas. And I'm like, okay. Well, yeah, whatever.
That's the thing with Lacey, and it always has been with her. Like, she's the type of child that wants everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's generally really easy to shop for her.
She loves it.
Yeah.
More than anything for, like,
it's been, it's always been really hard to shop for Jay
because
we just don't know what she wants. But I think we're just buy her books this year.
I know. I was doing her hair the other day.
Just buy her books.
Doing her hair for school the other day. And she goes, Mom, I don't really like toys.
She doesn't.
I was like, yeah, I know.
She doesn't play with toys. Yeah. We know you don't like toys. So I think we just get her some books.
Right.
And games or something.
I still have more stories.
Oh.
I'm going to keep going.
Go for it.
So while Barry was on his business trip to Chicago, Grayson's in Cub Scouts, and they had their pack meeting at the roller skating rink.
Ah, yes.
And they welcomed all families, and I was like, score! Now I can have something to entertain our kids. So we went roller skating, and I went roller skating for the first time in my life. And I'm tend to be a little accident prone, so I was course going worst case scenario.
She's been rollerblading, so it's not like she's never been on skates
in middle school,
but so I just want to emphasize that, like, it's not like you've never put skates on before,
but I've never skated with roller skates. Yeah. they're way different. And so anyway, we all get skates on, and Jackson gets these little cute skates on. We're all going around the rink, and I'm like walking at first. I'm learning. I fell quite a few times, and I'm still achy. But anyway, and so Grayson kept teasing me, and at one point, he comes bolting down the middle of the lane, coming right at me with his arms out, and I didn't know what to do, and so I just stuck out my arms and, like, stiff-armed
him. Stiff-arm. Boom!
And he fell over, like, it was a bad crash, and I was like, I told you not to touch me! And he just looked at me like, Mom.
You just totally pushed me.
I know. I look like such a punk. But I felt so bad, but part of me was like, better you than me.
I'm not going down with you.
Your young bones will heal faster than mine.
That's right. You're not aching like I am right now.
I know. So it was fun.
But you had a good time.
I did, for the most part.
Yes.
There were some snafus. Like,
there always are.
The girls all had to go potty at the same time. And so we rolled into the bathroom, and Jackson climbs under, or goes into one stall and locks the door and then crawls underneath it.
Of course.
But we're all in roller skates, so I can't send the girls under to, like, fix it, unlock it. And I was like, well, I guess that's locked for the night. And then Lacey, well, I mean, none of us have roller skated before. The girls have never rolled anything.
Yeah.
And so Lacey's trying to get toilet paper and she's like crying for me, but I'm sitting there holding on to the sink because I keep dripping. And so she's trying to open the door and get the toilet paper and everything. And she's just crying. And then she totally biffs it on the tile and just crying. And I can't go help her. That was a bad time. But other than that, it was great.
Good job. Good job.
I was a winner.
So.
But it was fun because they're blasting the music and I was like belting at the top of my lungs and no one could hear me because it was so loud. So I felt like a little kid at Christmas. I was in my zone.
That's right. Skating and singing.
My element. But it was fun.
Good.
And then there was a huge, crazy storm last night.
Yes.
Crazy storm. And usually we love thunder, but last night it was like psycho thunder.
Well, and I wasn't home.
Yeah, you were gone again. And so anyway.
Wow. Way to make me feel great, honey.
All the kids are asleep except for our oldest, and he's watching the thunder or the lightning, and it kind of freaks him out. So he comes out to me, and I'm out in the living room watching a show, and I'm like, just come here. We'll snuggle for a minute. So we're snuggling, and then all of a sudden, there's like this huge crack of thunder, and then our back door goes and swings open.
Nice.
And both of us grab each other. And Grayson goes, Mom, will you check the door? And both of us are holding each other just waiting for someone to come in and kill us. Like, it was bad. And I'm, like, freaking out. And so I was like, okay, I'll go check. And then I start going. He's like, wait. And he comes and, like, holds my hand and both of us peek out the door. And I mean, there was nothing there. It was the kids closed the door.
The kids closed the door, so it's not always closed tightly. Yeah.
But still, it was, like, right after he comes out scared from the lightning and the door pops open. It was terrifying.
Yep.
That's and then I was like, forget this, let's go to bed. So I ended up letting him sleep in bed with me until he got home, but it was a special night.
I like storms. It was cool.
I love storms.
I was driving in it. And
yeah,
that was
freaky.
That was kind of crazy.
I have one more thing.
One more thing.
Last thing is we are transitioning into a new stage of life. We went to McDonald's and our son ordered an adult meal and then didn't want to play on the play place.
Yeah.
It made me sad.
He's just like, I'm too old for that. I'm like, you're never too old for that.
Yeah. Even another little boy came up to me. He's like, do you want to come play with me? And he's like, nah, I'm okay. And I was like, oh my gosh. We're like almost to the tween.
The tweenies. Tween age.
They don't call it tween age. It's just tweens.
Tweenies.
You better learn the lingo, old man.
I'm an old man. I can say what I want.
Those tweenagers. But, we're almost to a tween age kid, and it makes me sad, but happy and sad.
It will be a new adventure.
Puberty is right around the corner.
I know. Yay.
But still, I just thought that was funny. And the other thing was, all of our kids finally go off, and then we're sitting there chatting, and Barry goes, so do you want to go now? And I was like, what? All of our kids are entertained, and we're sitting here chatting, and Barry's like, they're all sitting over there watching the TV. Because they have that blasted TV in the play place that I always complain about.
Yeah.
And so that killed my mood. I was like, fine, let's get out of here. We can watch TV at home.
Sorry that I pointed it out.
No, not mad at you. I'm mad at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
McDonald's.
That's right. So.
That's my list.
Sweet.
Totally random stuff this week.
Yeah. Well, school started, as we had mentioned in the past. And the older kids are in school, but yet you still have two kids at home. And often other parents are in that same situation. And you ask yourself, what is to be done? What can I do
with
my kids in order to be able to not go insane with having the little kids at home? So we found this article on creativewithkids.com. And it's just ideas for your toddlers and preschool age kids. And it's just a big giant list of different categories of things that you could do. We haven't read it, so this is going to be new, but we know that there's, you know, some good options. So
supposedly.
So we'll probably just hit on a couple on each category and then maybe we can relate to some of the things that we've done as well. And what has worked, what hasn't worked,
mm-hmm.
What not. So the first category is play together.
We can just skip that one.
So this is like things like doing board games, or they said face painting, or do a puppet show. Who does that?
I know, right?
Who does a puppet show? No one does a puppet show. Or play hide and seek, you know? We are definitely big board gamers in this family, so that's definitely something we have done. You've mentioned, of course, that the couple new games that we have been doing, and
you skipped make-believe.
And make-believe. Act out a storybook. Use your imagination. So, but yeah, so the person says, I have a 5-year-old and I'm learning that it's a great age for experiencing things together instead of just instructing and setting experiences up for them. So just...
Did you read face paint each other? I didn't see that one.
Each other? I said face painting.
That's insane. Who does that?
I would.
Like, hey, it's Monday. Let's paint our faces.
Let's let my 4-year-old, my 3-year-old paint my face.
I think the most extreme I've ever done is let them paint my toes. And even that's hard for me sometimes. You're like stay in line.
Be like, I'm not your coloring page. But, so obviously you need to find what works for you. Every family's different. All kids are different.
We
play a lot of board games because that's what we like to do.
Yeah.
It's something we can enjoy and our kids enjoy it as well.
Although I do know, back to the make-believe, is sometimes Lacey will be like, Mom, let's go to my room and play house. And I'm like, or we could eat something, you know, or like...
Or we could watch a TV show.
No.
Why use your imagination when the TV could do it for you?
Hey, that is not what I said. I'm just saying... Well, I would much rather do, like, let's sit at the table and color.
Yeah.
I love coloring. We've colored a lot this week.
Yeah.
So,
I like to color, too, but I always take way too long.
You do?
Because when I color, I dedicate it.
This guy means business.
And I want it to look good. And so I work hard at it.
Right. So, the make-believe and, like, playing part, I'm not the best at, but I'm good at other stuff.
Yeah. So the next category is laugh together. And I love how the first thing listed is whoopee cushion.
Yeah, because that doesn't get old.
They also talk about teach them knock-knock jokes or have an impromptu dance parties in the kitchen.
We do that.
We do that a lot. We have dance parties. Lots of fun. And then it says learn magic tricks. That could be fun. We've never tried that before.
At this age, though?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Like, how...
I'd rather do that with Grayson.
Maybe you could learn a magic trick and show the kids, and maybe they'll be like, woo!
Yeah, but that takes planning.
I know.
But, did I mention that the other day, I was like, go pick out books and I'll read them to you. And Lacey went and brought back a joke book.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I was reading them to her, and every single one, she just looked at me like...
I don't get it.
What?
Yeah.
So they had to explain every joke, and then she'd be like, oh.
Yeah, that's so, not fun.
Teach them knock-knock jokes? Blah.
So, watch a funny movie on a rainy day.
There we go.
Totally,
TV.
Totally could do that. Totally could do that. So, laugh together. The next category is get outside.
Wait, what did she say?
Oh.
Prickly mom.
Oh, and practical jokes like the pack of gum that snaps your finger when you try to take a piece. My little guy offered people gum for hours.
Yeah, because that's fun. Seriously. Yeah. You know what? These people only have one kid.
That's right. You're a single parent. You're single child parent. Get outside. Fly a kite. Point out the Big Dipper.
No. Our kids will be in bed before the Big Dipper gets out there.
Water balloons. Plant a garden. Make a sandcastle, because we have a beach here. Dig for worms.
Jackson did find worms.
And he brought us a worm the other day.
But that's something they can do without me.
Yeah. Build a snowman, collect rocks, watch bugs.
I'm sorry. I'm feeling really cynical tonight.
Be like, who are you parents? You don't watch bugs.
See, my idea of being a great mom is going outside and sitting in a chair and
reading a book and making sure my children don't die.
I know. That way they can dig in the dirt, find some worms, and they can bring it and show me, and I'll be like, wow.
So,
and that's validating to them, so I'm doing a good job.
That's right. Next category is have an adventure.
We should just stop.
I know.
Now I feel guilty.
We don't do any of these things. Go fishing, camp out in your living room. We've done that before.
Yeah.
Go for tea and cake.
See, I like going for food.
That's right. Food's good. Visit the beach. We don't live next to any beaches, so that doesn't work. Try letterboxing or geocaching.
Letterboxing.
I don't know what letterboxing is, but I know geocaching is. But we play Pokemon Go together.
Check.
That's a geocaching.
It is.
So go hiking. Don't have any hiking trails around here.
We could go for walks,
we could. With Pokemon Go. play in the rain together. We've done that before. Like once or twice.
Whatever. Today it was raining and our kids were like, can we go outside and play? I was like, no. They come back inside. I didn't even think about it.
And they're
wet. They said, can we jump on the trampoline? I was like, sure. And they all come back in wet. And I was like, wait a second. You guys.
You finagled me.
Yeah, finagled us already. You tricked me.
So have a picnic. Do a scavenger hunt.
See, but in the summer, I'd always be like, who wants to have a picnic?
See, these seem like things you do during the summer. Like, and you don't do those while your kids are at school.
Right. Well, like, yeah.
That's like things you go and do with the whole family. Like, that's...
Yeah, and maybe because we have four kids, but like having a picnic, I'd be like, who wants to have a picnic out in the backyard? And I'd send the kids out almost every day.
Yeah.
To have a picnic. And I was like, 15 minutes alone!
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think any of those things work for... If you have kids in school and kids at home.
I go fishing all the time.
Totally fishing. Yeah, it's called like the game Fish and Chips that we just bought.
Fishing alone with a 5 and a 2-year-old, nothing sounds funner.
I know, right? Read and snuggle.
Okay.
This sounds more like us. Okay. So it says read classic chapter books to them.
James and the Giant Peach.
So, we do that with the whole family. Read books about their body. Help them understand how to keep their body. Play sight word games. Enjoy the exciting moments of learning to read. Joy in reading a book with your child on your lap. Have a family quiet reading time during the day.
You know, we should totally instill that.
What?
Like on Sundays or something. Be like, okay.
It's family.
Nobody talks for an hour reading.
It's reading time. Go read a book.
But something that I've been doing is because I did not put Lacey in preschool, which is a huge shock to everybody.
Yeah.
Because preschool's like $1 billion. Everyone always says, I found this great preschool and it's only $200 a month. I'm like, are you made of money?
That's $200 that we're going to spend on doing fun things.
Right. We've got our priorities straight.
That's right.
But anyway, so...
That's $200 worth of pizza I can eat.
We're so classy. But anyway, preschool is expensive. And I've read a lot of things about how it's not really necessary. And so I'm sure there's a lot of people out there.
To each their own.
But anyway, so.
Find what works for you.
We don't pay for preschool. So I took Lacey to the store and we went and bought a lot of like learny things.
Yeah.
Play-Doh and workbooks. And I bought a couple games. And so every day we have school and we sit down and play a couple games. And so that's something that I've been doing.
Okay.
Like today there's this cookie game for sale where you draw out cookies and on the cookie it has the letter. And if they know the letter, then they get to keep the cookie, which is not as fun as it sounds.
Well, you keep trying.
It didn't last very long, but it was on clearance for $2.50, so there you go.
There you go.
I do not recommend the cookie game.
So, the next category is learn about being a helper. Give them family chores.
Yes.
Check. Consider having a pet that you care for together. We would love to, but we rent, so we can't have pets.
That's our neighbor's cat.
That's right. Bobbit.
Or our turtles in the backyard.
The wild turtles that show up in our backyard. Volunteer or donate to the community in a way that's meaningful to a child. So
interesting.
We've done service before, but we've never like officially did like community service where it's like go to a soup kitchen or something like
right.
that.
Right. Which we could do.
We could do. So that might be something we think
about doing these things.
Teach them to save money for something they want. Did that. We made them save money to buy Super Smash Brothers.
Right.
Help them delight someone a gift or handmade.
With a gift.
Oh, delight someone with a gift. I can't read.
Yeah, who says that? Delight someone.
Delight someone with a gift or a handmade card. And
we did that on Sunday, and it was like pulling teeth.
Yeah, we
Yeah. I was making them all make thank you cards for the people that gave the family member that gave them birthday stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like, I have to make another one.
I don't want to say thank you.
I know. Or I'd have them, I wrote down thank you on the chalkboard so I wouldn't have to keep writing it out for all of them.
Yeah.
So they could just look at it. And then I'd look at their cards. I'm like, well, you have to say what you're thankful for. And they're like,
Yeah. So.
But it was good.
Yeah.
Teach them gratitude.
That's right. Next category, cook together. Make schmoes or s'mores.
Yes.
Cook from the kids.
I should do that while the kids are at school.
That's right. Cook from the kids' recipe book. Teach them to flip a pancake, fry an egg, or cut with a knife.
Mm, that's fun.
That's something we want to teach our 3-year-old. Sure. Take this sharp object and stab this vegetable.
Yeah, the other day, Jackson got an apple out of the fridge because he asked for a snack. And he goes, I cut it. And I was like, no, you can't cut it. And I turn around, he has like a butcher knife. I'm like, no, you can't cut the apple.
So, that time will come. Let them help you bake or decorate their birthday cake.
Which reminds me also, tonight we made breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
And Grayson came in and he goes, Mom, can I help you with dinner? And I was about to say, oh, I've got it. And he goes, because that would make me really happy. So then I can't say no. So he starts helping me.
Be like, well, tough.
Sorry. No, but he was actually really helpful. But then all of a sudden I turn around and every kid's pushing a chair towards the stove. And you've got kids sitting on the counter. So, I mean, we have 4 kids, so it's like,
it's not fun to necessarily cook with crowded people.
And then so all of them are like, their faces are up against the bacon. And I'm like, careful, guys, you're going to get your face burned. And Grayson's like, do you like it when we help you cook? I'm like, yeah,
I do.
No, but it was fun. I mean,
and it's good. It's a good skill to teach them too.
I like to do one-on-one. Like tonight, so-and-so is going to help me cook. That is not stressful.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So once again, could be done while kids are at school, could not be done. Next category, make and create, which is just all about crafts. So color, draw, paint, do Legos, make forts, make fairy houses. Did that.
We've done all of those.
Yeah. So we're all about crafts.
Except I don't know what making a nature table is.
A nature table. Maybe that's like
building a table out of nature.
Or building a table and then like on top of the table is like nature stuff.
What is this nature they talk about?
If you know what a nature table is, you let us know in the Facebook post. Next category, learn who they are.
My turn.
Okay.
Try using some conversation starters to empower your child to start a chat with you.
Yeah, because I love having deep conversations with my 5-year-old.
Like, so awful.
She does tell good stories.
No, we have one of these. We have a conversation jar on our table.
Yeah.
And usually when we eat dinner at the table, we read the jar. We pull out a question. But our 3-year-old, we're like, so, Jackson, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he's like, Lucario.
Pokemon.
It's always like Mario.
Mario. You be Mario when you grow up. You be him.
How old are you, Jackson? Mario.
Mario. Yeah.
These deep conversations are awesome.
Yeah. So, make time for one-on-one time. So, totally agree with that.
It's a good thought.
It's a good thing to do. Have conversations at bedtime about anything and everything.
Or put them in bed. Actually, I did. When Grayson and I were snuggling during the storm, we chatted so much. And that was actually, I was like, I should just do this. Like every month, put one kid in bed with us and just chat.
Hmm.
Doesn't that sound fun?
It's totally.
Your face.
Because I love being crowded in my bed. That's like my favorite thing.
I know it is.
I love people touching me while I'm trying to sleep. Visit the library, dollar store, or museum together and see what interests your child. And it's awesome. We have a great museum here in town that they have family days whenever they have exhibits. So we've gone to like big bug things and like other cool exhibits, and the kids always have a great time at the museum. And so the current one probably wouldn't interest them that much because it's about the Titanic and there's lots of reading involved and
China,
yeah, breakable things. But no, I think that's great. I think it's great to take kids to museums and
I
stuff
also
like that.
Love the Dollar Tree.
Yes, we like going to the dollar store and the library. So, and those are things you
no,
could do.
No, we don't go to the library because we have late fees.
But those are things you could do with your kids while the older ones are at school.
Right. And they also say record a conversation with your child.
Which could be funny.
That's fun. I've done that with this recording stuff.
Yeah.
I've had Lacey tell stories.
Let your child take pictures.
All the time.
Yeah, we let them do that.
That's why my phone is always
that has no
full
space.
Memory.
Yeah. Tell each other lots of stories. Lacey loves to tell stories.
Yes, she does.
So does Jackson, but we don't understand what he's
especially
saying.
Especially about a... portal jumping snowman.
That's right. Start a journal with them to draw or write their favorite part of the day.
Do you remember when we used to journal with our kids? It lasted like a month.
I don't remember.
Where every Sunday we'd pull out our journals and write together.
Oh, vaguely.
And then we stopped.
Because it probably didn't work. Yeah. And,
is that it?
That's it.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. There's some ideas.
I love ice. Felt like that should have been in air quotes. Ideas.
Ideas.
Sure.
On things you could do.
If you have one child
if
at
you,
home.
If you want to. But, no, we've tried a bunch of those things.
I feel motivated.
That's right. And
to
we
face paint.
Let's do it. Let's make our faces awesome. But that's it. That's it from the Clown Car. Thank you for listening to the Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Oh, it's funny tonight. Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. You're mocking me. Yeah, our show on iTunes. And until next time,
enjoy your circus. I thought you were going to say it with me.
Wow. She's totally mocking me. We love each other so much. Enjoy your circus. What was that? We love you and goodbye.
I must be tired.
Yep. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.